Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. As always, thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And all I can say is it is a great word. It is a great word. God's word is true. God's word is good. God's word endures to the end. And the word that God gave me comes out of our lesson this morning. As you know, this is Sunday, and we are in the New Testament in the book of Matthew, starting in chapter 10. And the word that God says, but he that endures to the end will be saved. He that endures to the end will be saved. For those that need a title this morning. And the word that God gave me to write was this: salvation through Jesus Christ is our reward when we endure to the end. Don't let the devil or his minions knock you off your lighted square of salvation. He wants you in darkness. Stand firm and fight like Joshua, knowing the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with us this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for letting your light shine on us and through us, Lord God, that those that see your children know your children, Lord God, not by what we say, but by what we do, by how we live to worship, to guide, and to lead others to you, Father God. Father God, I lift up this mighty word this morning, asking you, Lord, to increase as I decrease, asking you, Lord, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For, Lord God, you are my strength. Lord, you are my strength in times of trouble. You are my strength when things are going well. You are my strength through my good, through my bad, through my ugly. You are my strength when I wake up in the morning. You are my strength when I go to sleep at night with a hope and a prayer that I will have a do-over, that I will get a new day and another day to be better than I was the day before. Father God, you are my strength. Hallelujah. When I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, for I will fear no evil, for Lord, you are with me, for you are my strength and my song. You are my salvation. You are my Father God, and through you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, for I am redeemed by his blood. I am set free by his blood, by his sacrifice. I am saved. Because he accepted me as his own, as you have accepted me as yours, oh Father God. All I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me even when I didn't love myself. Thank you for picking me up, dusting me off, and asking me and calling me and guiding me to work in your kingdom, Father God. May I work with you. And Lord, may you work through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and my hope in the future. Hallelujah. For we are nothing without our Father. We are nothing without the Son. We are nothing without the Holy Spirit that comes with them, that lives in us. Hallelujah. We are redeemed by the blood of Christ Jesus. And understanding, we must endure to the end, because we're going to go through some stuff. We're going to go through a whole lot of stuff. But we got to trust in the Lord and lean not in our own understanding. In all our ways, we got to acknowledge him. He has our back. He has our front. He has us covered from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. All we have to do is believe that that mountain that you have, that you can run it down, and that you can mow it down, and that you can knock it down through Christ who gives you strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get into our word this morning, family. Please join me in Matthew chapter 10. And as always, it is a what great word today. It's a great word this morning. There's no such thing as not God's word not being great. I'll say it's a good word, but it's a great word because God gave it to us. And when God gives it to you, all you got to do is take it, believe it, and know it. And the word of God says, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebedeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staff, for a worker is worthy of his food. I'm going to read that again. We're going to go over that one more time, starting in verse number 5. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He came for the Jews. He came for Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt. In other words, go with nothing, nor a bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. In other words, you going destitute. You going without anything. But understand, he that endures to the end will be saved. He's sending them out to evangelize. And this is what he tells them. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as a serpent and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for I will be given to you in that, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about what we got to say. God gives you the words that you need to speak. Thank him, God, for the word, for his word that we speak, that we stand on, that we believe, that we know is true. And then Jesus tells them in Matthew chapter 10, verse 21, now brother will deliver a brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Hallelujah. When they persecute you in the city, flee to another. For surely I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If you have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. We always like to say, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetop. You know, what did it say here? One more time. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Everything done in the dark coming to the light. But what does he tell us? He says, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. Sometimes the Lord will wake you up in the middle of the night and speak to your heart and speak to you. And that's what you got to speak. Thus says the Lord, what was spoken in the dark, you got to speak in the light. That God is in charge and that he is with us wherever we go. That we can't walk in fear. We got to walk in faith, knowing that all things are going to work for our good. Because why? We are trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the glory and of the honor and of the praise. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah, as the psalmist said. But as we continue, it tells us this. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And God knows every one of them. He knows every numbered hair on our head. If you don't have any hair on your head, what is already numbered is what's on your face, what's on your body. God knows every hair that we have. Whether it's on our head or on our body, God knows. It says, but the hairs of your head are numbered. So if you don't have any, it's not numbered, is it? But I believe that God knows everything about us. He knows every hair on our head, but he also knows every hair on our body. He also knows everything about us, our good, our bad, and our ugly. I believe God knows us inside and out. He knows our name. He knows our thoughts. He knows our desires. He knows everything about us. And it goes on to say, do not fear. Therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do you know Jesus? I do. And he is my Savior. And I'm grateful, thankful, and blessed to be a child of God, to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I confess Jesus. I speak his name. For I know that he is my strength and my song. He is my salvation. He is my light in darkness. He is the rose of Sharon. He is my Savior. And I confess him with all my heart that I have been saved by his blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. For you know everything about me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. Did he say it? I did not come to bring the sword, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against a mother, and a daughter-in-law against a mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. We can't be afraid to die. Because if we know that Jesus is our Savior, you speak his word and don't be afraid to speak who you are. And don't worry about who anybody else is. If you're afraid to tell somebody, I love Jesus, then understand he will not know you when it comes time for you to stand before the Father. And that book is opened with your name on it. Don't be afraid to tell people who you are. I love Jesus, and I know he loves me. I love you with all my heart. Falling in love with Jesus, as the song says, was the best thing I've ever done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My favorite song is More Than Anything. More than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. We got to have a more than anything in our spirit and let the Lord know, I love you, Jesus, more than anything. Hallelujah. And he goes on to tell us, he who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Cup of cold water. Don't be afraid to give a cup of cold water to the least. Hallelujah. To the disciples. To those. You know, I love it. You know, we have a mother of the church who always has a bottle of cold water for the pastor. Always. She has a bottle of cold water for the pastor. And she always makes sure they get them. She's always done that since I met her. She's always been a one to bring the pastor a cold bottle of water Thursday night. Whenever she's there, you know that the pastor's going to have a cold drink of water. Because that's her heart. That's her personal ministry. It's taking care of the pastor. And she does it well. Thank you, Mother. Mother Valerie, she knows who she is. I love her, and she always has done this. This is not something new. This is not her trying to make brownie points. This is just something she does from her heart. Hallelujah. That's a woman of God. And as we continue in our word in chapter 11 of Matthew, and it says to us, it says, now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. But this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, one who prepares your way before you.'" One who will prepare your way before you. "Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence takes it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing, Elijah, who is come, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, 'We played the flute for you, and you danced, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament.' But John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by her children." Then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done by Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so I seemed good in your sight. For so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What a word this morning. Woo, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for God is good and greatly to be praised today. God is good and greatly to be praised. This word has touched my heart, my mind, and my spirit. And as we go back to go through some life lessons from Dr. Stanley, just know that God is with us. All we got to do is believe and endure to the end. But he that endures to the end will be saved. Yes, we're going through some things. Yes, we're going through some tribulations. Yes, we're going through some trials. Yes, we're going through some storms. Yes, we're going through. But understand that when you endure to the end, you will be saved. Trust in the Lord. Trust in God. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will be with you. All you got to do is believe and endure. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. God blesses us so that we can bless others. He does not show us his goodness so that we can hoard it all to ourselves in heedless unconcern of the hurts of those around us. Matthew 10:8, freely you have received, freely give. I say it all the time. A hand open to give is a hand open to receive the great blessings from God. We got to give to receive. But if you keep that fist all balled up with, I'm keeping what I got and I'm not sharing and I ain't giving to this and I ain't giving to that and they can go here and they can go there, I don't care attitude, I tell you this, everything you have is going to slide right through that tiny that you can't even see hole in your hand that's all balled up. When you open it up and put it out there to give, God already has filled it up so you can keep giving because he's a giver. He's not a taker. God just wants us to know that he gives himself freely to us. And we got to give freely, him freely to others. Matthew 10:16, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Jesus was under no illusions as he sent his disciples out to minister. He knew what was waiting for them, and he knows what is waiting for us. Still, he sends us to represent him under the protection of his Father. Evangelism. It is an important aspect of our Christian walk. It's an important aspect of what we do for God. We got to evangelize. You got to take who you are and who Jesus is. But you're taking Jesus before you and with you. How do people know unless they are taught? There are children out there that have never heard the name Jesus. They've heard Jesus because that's somebody's name that they know. But they don't know Jesus. Never heard of him because nobody's ever taken them to church. Nobody's ever given them an understanding of who God is. So they looking all funny because they have no idea what folks are talking about. But we teach our children Jesus so they can take him where they go to school. They can take him wherever they go. They can take him wherever they live. They can take him wherever they are. Your children about Jesus. Speak his name. And know who he is. Like he is the great I am. He is everything we need and more than we could ever ask for. Hallelujah. Salvation is free. All you have to do is accept it. I freely give myself to you, Father God. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 10:28, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Just before his execution, Jesus told the Roman governor, Pilate, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given to you from above. John 19:11, he didn't fear Pilate because God was in control. And we can't fear the pilots of our life because God is in control. Nobody has a heaven or hell to send you to. Only God can do that. So you walk the walk and talk the talk of faith, of salvation, knowing that you are a child of God. Folks will be always ready to judge, but folks are not who you living for. You living for God and to do His will for you and for others. Do what God tells you to do. And don't worry about what he said, she said, and boo-boo down the street say about you. It does not matter. You got to do what thus says the Lord and walk in your calling, walk in your life, stay in your square, do what you're supposed to do. That's what you do. And don't worry if somebody don't like you, if somebody's vilifying you, if somebody talking about you, let them talk. Because they the ones that got to answer to God. But what they say, just as you got to answer to God to what you say. Matthew 10:42, whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Matthew 10:42. God doesn't reward only big jobs and important works. He loves to give, and he loves to give rewards obedience. He rewards obedience. No matter how small or insignificant it may seem to us, God rewards and gives to his children. You never know. You may be entertaining angels unaware. Matthew 11:11, among those born of woman, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Today, believers have something unknown to believers in Old Testament times, the indwelling and permanent presence of the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that makes us great in God's eyes. I'm going to read that again. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. Today, us believers have something unknown to believers in Old Testament times, the indwelling and permanent of the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that makes us great in God's eyes. We are the light. We're the light, and we need to let our little light shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. It's a children's thing. We got to have that this little light of mine in our spirit. And we got to let it shine for the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. All of us need rest, and Jesus promises to give it to us when we find our rest in him. He will not scold us for being weak or scorn us for being foolish. He promises to gently and humbly refresh our weary souls. Hallelujah. We thank God today for this mighty word this morning. This is all I have for the New Testament. We finished our Old Testament word on Friday, but we have got to remember that God is in charge. We got to know that we are the sons and daughters of God and that he wants the best for us. For the best is yet to come if we believe, if we trust in the Lord, if we lean not on our own understanding, if we acknowledge him in every way. We got to understand that our Father God is in charge of our life. He knows every hair on your head. He has numbered each and every one. And he wants the best for you. Keep trusting God today. Stay strong, as we call it. I've coined this phrase. We got to have Joshua faith that God will fight with us, fight for us, and be with us forevermore. He will be with us until the end of days. Did he not tell us to be strong and courageous? Did he tell us that? So we got to stand on it. No matter what you're going through, be strong and courageous. No matter what the doctor says, be Be strong and courageous. No matter what your finances look like, be strong and courageous. No matter how your children are acting, be strong and courageous. And know that the Lord God is with you. He's for you, and he's got you covered from the crowns of your heads to the soles of your feet. Keep trusting God and understand, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. Thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. Lord God, we lift this word up thanking you for this great word that you have given us today. You have given us something to think about, something to understand and to believe, that you, O God, are in charge of everything, that you, O God, will lift the yoke that is upon us, that you will give us peace, that you will give us rest, that you will be there with us through the midst of the storms of life. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it, giving you honor, giving you glory, and giving you hallelujah praise. For you are our Father God, and we're going to let your light shine in each and every one of us. In the name of the matchless Savior, Christ Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory. Amen. Giving all honor and glory to the Most High God, thanking him for this mighty word. And yes, we're getting out a little early today. This is all I have, and this is all I can give. So I thank God for it. And before we get out, we have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for yesterday morning was this: joy is a product of God's presence. Let's declare the joy of the Lord today. Hallelujah. For I say this, the joy of the Lord is my strength and my song. It is my salvation. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord permeate your mind, your body, and your spirit today. And the word that she gave us, praise the Lord, is my word. As I just talked about having Joshua faith. Joshua 1 and 9 is my favorite scripture in the Bible. And Sister Carolyn gave it to us today. And it's right on point with our lesson of enduring till the end to be saved. Hallelujah. And it says that I say it with all my heart. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Joshua 1 and 9. Have a blessed Sunday, family. And I got to say that scripture again, because it's so much in my heart. Have I not commanded you? And I say, says the Lord God, who created the heavens and the earth. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Whew, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Be blessed, family. And as we get into our word on tomorrow, we say, as Laban and Jacob said, let the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the mighty name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious Sunday, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not into your own understanding, and knowing that he who endures to the end shall be saved. Don't give up. Don't stop running the race. Keep running. Keep worshiping. Keep believing and knowing that as long as you stay in your lighted square of salvation, all is well with you. In Jesus' name, be blessed and have a wonderful day. And remember, as we say on this show every Sunday and every day. If you go to a church where the word of God is not opened at all, that somebody just gets up, they give you a couple of words, and then they go off, but all out of context, and they don't tell you to bring your Bible, open your Bible, to read your Bible, find a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, because the word of God is important. And we got to stand on it. We got to believe it. And if they are not working the work that God has called them to work, you got to be, as the word of God said in our lesson today. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 10. We're going to go to verse number 25. Tells us, it is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master, if they have called the master of the house. You know, and that is not the word I'm looking for, but that is important as well. But the word I'm looking for is coming out of Matthew chapter 16. And it tells us, as children of God, behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. And know there are many wolves in sheep clothing that you will come across in the house of God and in the world. But the word of God tells us, therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak, for it is not you who speaks, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Let the Lord speak in you today. Wherever you go, make sure that you are wise as a serpent and harmless as dove. And know that the Lord God is with you wherever you go. Be strong and courageous, family. Don't be afraid. Endure till the end to be saved. It's a wrap. I thank you so much for listening in. Join me tomorrow morning as we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, let it be a day of remembrance and a day of service, shaking off all that other stuff that's out there, permeating the airways and the byways of hate and dislike and all the things that are not of God. If someone is talking hate and hatred and not love and kindness, keep moving. As Jesus said, shake them out, shake the dust off your feet and keep on walking till you find what you need, in Jesus' name. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap. If there's anyone before we get out of here that would like to speak, the number to dial is 213-943-3597. Push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open if you are already on our call line. If not, I just have a song that I would just like to just play for you today. And it's just a praise song. I just love this song. And I pray it blesses you as it blesses me as we go out in worship this morning.
Praise is what I do when I wanna be close to you. I leave my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him. my testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said, because praise is what I do.
Bye.
praise is what we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this song, for this worship, for this word. In Jesus' name, we lift up. We look up, lift up. For it's in you that we live, we move, and have our being, Father God. And we thank you for this word. And we ask you, Lord God, to lead us and guide us and give us an understanding and discernment as we go into our church houses today. Lord God, let us get a word from you that will touch our hearts, minds, and spirits. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for this day again that you have made. We rejoice and are glad in it, thanking you, praising you, giving you honor and glory. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, family. Be blessed and have a wonderful day. And remember to give the Lord our Father God, his Son, and his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, praise. But when you praise him in the midst, you will have your blessings when you endure. But he that endures to the end will be saved. I pray salvation. I pray the name of Jesus and his blood over each and every one of you. Listening live or listening later, may you be blessed and know that praise is what we do. Hallelujah. Be blessed. It's a wrap.